morning. Agapuna, Mamplisha Nyumuga, Alaska Nyumuga, Sabananak Inyankta, Chalisu, Malcolm Dutankta. I just said I'm from Bethel. I'm from Alaska. I have 7 kids and I have 2 grandkids. And I think that's, for me personally, the most important part of my bio. I'm very, very invested and committed to making sure that my 7 kids, my 2 grandkids, have an Alaska that's as bountiful and abundant and connected as the Alaska was that I grew up in. And as optimistic and hopeful and all of the wonderful things that I just remember. Our state was, you know, king of the hill in DC. Our state was booming. We had teen centers being built, senior centers being built, municipal revenue. I mean, we were just high on the hog. We were very rich, and also rich in all the other ways. Coming from real communities where there's intergenerational relationships and intergenerational knowledge passed, and everyone is connected. And I see that in this room. I see so many people that I've known for decades, people that I've known in my personal life, in my professional life. All of you, I mean, I'd love to say that in Alaska we're all related. And I think this room is such a great representation of that. And I'm just honestly thrilled with the turnout. Alaskans, I like to say, are meeting goers. We do meetings. We really know about meetings. And Native people know about meetings. Children grow up going to meetings in Alaska. And I didn't know this, but in the lower 48, that's not really a thing. But meetings are so important because we're able to kind of diagnose our challenges and come up with collective solutions. And the more people we have in the room, the more diverse the group is, the better the solutions are going to be. One of my kind of personal mantras is, no one is coming to save me. No one is coming to save Alaska. Alaskans, we need to get our arms around the things that concern us and come up with our own solutions. And so on out-migration, I had a great question earlier. Are we talking about out-migration from rural Alaska to urban Alaska, or Alaska to the outside? It's the latter. And yet there are many conversations about out-migration from the bush into urban centers. But despite the lower 48 having a very robust discourse on immigration, that has not been Alaska's challenge. Our challenge has been out-migration for over 10 years. In fact, we need J-1 visas like nobody's business, because we need foreign people to come and help us fill our sectors. Every sector in Alaska is short on people, and we're nervous. How do we attract people? So I'm thrilled that you're all here to help us get our arms around some of the challenges. All of the regions of Alaska are represented here, private sector, public sector, nonprofit. I'm so thankful for the turnout, whether you're here because you have to be your job, or if you're here because this really speaks to you and you're looking to listen to what other people are saying and come up with great strategies to keep Alaska in Alaska. I'm just thankful that you're here. I really want to thank the partners who have helped get everybody here. ICER, UAA, Institute, and I'm trying to get away from acronyms, although that's a really hard thing. So Institute of Social and Economic Research, top shelf researchers with real Alaskan data. I really appreciate all of the work that ICER does and UAA. I'd also like to thank First Alaskans Institute and AFN for all of the help that you've given in planning all of this and executing it. Very happy you're here, and I will stop talking now so other people can have a chance at the microphone. Roy, I think you're up next. Thank you everyone for coming.